Yedav Samachayim and Aleph. Tanya learned like this. Hamudur hano mechaveroi. If somebody has an Isser, he's a Mudur, that he's not allowed to have enjoyment from his friend. That means the Isser is upon you, that you can't have enjoyment from your friend. That's called Hamudur hano mechaveroi. So Allah is Ein Matirin Loi Elevifonim. If they want to take off the Isser Neder, to be Matir this Neder, in other words, you made an Isser upon yourself, that you are not allowed to have enjoyment from your friend Reuven. So you can't have enjoyment from Reuven. If you want to take off this nether and be mad to the nether, the lacher is you can only do it in front of Reuven. Since at the beginning you made the Issa nether not to have enjoyment from him, so as far as he's concerned, there's an Issa nether involved. So therefore, if you want to take it off, you can only do it in front of him. So one shot is Mishum Chashad. People shouldn't think that later, if you go and do take enjoyment from him, that people, he will think you're still also, you're doing an Avera. Like as far as Reuven knows, last week you made a neder that you're not allowed to have any enjoyment from Reuven. So how come all of a sudden today, Reuven will see you coming to him and taking enjoyment from him? So Reuven will think you're a Rasha. So therefore the Lachar is, like Lechatchila at least, you should not be mati a neder ela b'fonav, only in front of him. And this the Ran has a Gamsa Rishasim, the other Rishonim, that this halach was only lechatchila. That's the way you're supposed to do it. But if they were matter the neder, even though it's not in front of Reuven, still the heter would be chal. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Minoha Nimili, how do we know such a yisoid? That if you make an Issa Nether in front of somebody, upon somebody, you could only take off the Nether in front of that person. So Omer Rav Nachman says, Nechziv. The Pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem Amosha, B'midyon, Leich Shuv Mitzrayim, Ki Meiso Kol HaNoshim. Like we had the Gemara before, that there was a Shavua that Moshe Rabbeinu swore to his Shver Yisroi, that he won't leave him, he'll stay living by Yisroi. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, no, go back to Mitzrayim. Why? Ki meisu kol anoshim. The people that wanted to kill you, Moshe, they died already. So now Hashem is telling Moshe, go back to Mitzrayim. So there had to be matter the neder, because Moshe swore to Yisroi he won't leave him. So now when it came the time to go back to Mitzrayim, Moshe had to be matter the neder. So Pasuk says that V'yomer Hashem Moshe b'Midyan. Hashem told Moshe Midyan that now Lech Shuv Mitzrayim Kimeisik L'Anoshim. And Omar Loi, so he say b'Midyan Odarto, that Moshe Rabbeinu made the Shavua in Midyan. He swore to Yisroi that he won't leave him. Is now Lech V'Hiter Nidrecha b'Midyan. Now also you have to go and be Mati Yoneder in Midyan. That's why the Pasuk says that Hashem told Moshe b'Midyan, Mashm in front of Yisroi, that just like the Neder at the beginning was, that I won't leave you, Yisroi, I'll be by you. So now when we want to take away the nether, it also has to be in front of Yisroi. So still the Pasuk says, Vayoyo Moshe, that Mashman, that was the Lashon Shavua he swore, and Ein Ola Ela Shavua. The Lashon of Ola means swearing, that's the Pasuk in Shemais Beis, that Moshe Rabbeinu swore to Yisroi, he'll stay and live by him. So still, because the Pasuk says, Vayova Ita Viola, and he went with him in an Ola, means with a Shavua. So here we see the words Ola means a Lashon Shavua. So Kitzur Moshe Rabbeinu, since he made the Shavua in Midyan, when we came to be Matir the Neder, also the Hatorah has to be done in front of Midyan, in Midyan. And the Ran brings down really a Machloikis in the Yerushalmi, what's the reason why the Ein Matir Le'ela B'fonav? What's the reason for this Halacha? That if you made an Issa Neder, that you can't have enjoyment from your friend, when you want to take off your nether, you can only do it in front of your friend. Your friend has to be there when you take off the nether. So Ran says, around six lines down, the Ran says, the Ikum Mandiyom Hosom. One Mandiyom in the Yerushalmi says, the time of the Milsa, Mefnei HaBusha. We want you to be embarrassed. Kuleima, say Yishbayish Mechaveroi, Shaneder Hoya Lahanosai. That you want, we should make you embarrassed from your friend. The Yachshav Roitzer Shiyateloi. Now you want to take off this Issa Neder. She says, by a time will a Sheikh look a Shaneder Hoyla Nosoi. That's only if you made a Neder to do something good to your friend. If you made an Issa Neder, you made a Neder that you will do something good to him, and now you want to take it away, it's not nice. So to start svara, you have to be embarrassed in front of your friend. But then the Ran says, there's another reason. It's a person that has the neder. You, like you can't have enjoyment from Reuven. So if you're going to take away your neder, Reuven doesn't know you took off the neder. That person, Reuven, will think that you're being over the Issa Neder. Because as far as Reuven knows, there was an Issa Neder that you can't have enjoyment from him. Now if he sees that you are taking enjoyment, he'll think you're Russia. So that's what we spoke about before. That's the reason why you should only be Mata the Neder before enough. Here also, Moshe Rabbeinu made the Neder by Yisroi in Midyan. Therefore, when he took off his Neder, he had to take it off also in Midyan. Another pasuk gives us something more. Says the Gam b'Melech Nebuchadnezzar, Morad, Asher Hishbiya b'Elokim Chayim. That also they rebelled against Nebuchadnezzar because of the Shvuah that he swore. So Mora says, now what was the story by Nebuchadnezzar? Mai Marduseho. What was the rebelling they had against Nebuchadnezzar? So Mora says the case there was Ashtichei Tzidkiyo l'Nebuchadnezzar. Tzidkiyo, he was a tzaddik, he found the Melech Nebuchadnezzar Devikochol Arnevochaya. He was eating a raw or alive rabbit. So Tzidkiyo Pun came in to see Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar was in the middle of eating a live rabbit. A live rabbit, or raw. So Nebuchadnezzar was very embarrassed. He caught him eating a live rabbit. What's going on here? So Omalei, Nebuchadnezzar told Tzidkiyo, Ishtabali, I want you to swear to me, Tlenegalis Eloyu, that you won't tell anybody about this. You won't tell anybody what you see me doing here. Hey, you see me eating a raw rabbit. It's very not nice. So swear to me you won't tell anybody. For a tapic milsa, nobody will find out about this, what I'm doing now. So that was the Maestri Shtaba, that Tzidkiyo swore to Nebuchadnezzar that he would not tell anybody what he saw, the way he saw the king eating a rabbit. Is Lesoif, at the end, what happened was, having come inspired Tzidkiyo Begufei, that he had a lot of tzar that he swore, and he wanted to tell everybody about Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar was giving him problems. He wanted people to know what Nebuchadnezzar was. So he felt very bad that he made this neder not to tell people. So what did Tzidkiyo do? Issa shol ha-shvuasa. He went to the Chachamim, and he was matir shvua. He was matir the shvua, and now he's allowed to tell people about Nebuchadnezzar. The Yomer, and he told people. So what happened was, Shoma Nebuchadnezzar, to call mevazin lei. Nebuchadnezzar heard what's going on, and people are talking now that the king Nebuchadnezzar eats raw rabbits. So he understood already that Tzidkiyo went around telling people. So he called Tzidkiyo, come here, what's doing? In Sholach, V'yaisi, Sanhedrin, V'Tzidkiyo. So Nebuchadnezzar made the Sanhedrin come to him, he was the king, and Tzidkiyo also. He made them both come to Nebuchadnezzar. Omalohim, so he complained to the Sanhedrin, Chazisun Maiko of Tzidkiyo. Do you see what this poor Tzidkiyo was doing? Lavochi yishtabo v'shmo d'shmei. D'shmeia, he swore in the name of Hashem, to learn aglina, that he won't tell anybody what I did. And now he's going around telling everybody. So he wanted that Sanhedrin should give a punishment to Tzidkiyo. Omalei, so the answer is back no. Ishtalei ashvuasa, that Tzidkiyo came to us, and we were matter his shvua. We took away the shvua. So he's not doing anything wrong. He's allowed to now tell everybody what he saw about you. Amrilei. So Amrilei Mishtot Neshvuasa. That's what the Tzidkiyo answered back. So then the king asked the Sanhedrin, is it true? Amrilei in, yes. So they said, yes, we were matter the Ned. We were matter the Shvua. Amrilei. So Nebuchadnezzar asked them, Befonov, or Yafidu Shlei Befonov. Were you matter the Shvua in front of me? Or even not in front of him. Amrulei b'fonav. The Nebuchadnezzar asked the Sanhedrin, what's the halacha? Are you allowed to be matir neder even not in front of the person that he made the shvua to? Or only in front of the person that he made the shvua to? Like here, Tzidkiyo swore to Nebuchadnezzar, he won't tell anybody. So Amrulein, the Sanhedrin answered back and said, Amrulei b'fonav. The Sanhedrin answered back and said, yes. The halacha is, if you want to be mati your neder, it could only be in front of him. So really, Tzidkiyo was supposed to take off his shvua in front of the Nebuchadnezzar. So, and that didn't happen. The Nebuchadnezzar didn't know anything about it. So, so the Nebuchadnezzar asked the Sanhedrin, for Yos and Mayav Zisun, how come you did it? For Bizoi, how come you were mati his shvua? He didn't do it in front of me. My time I'm recently Tzidkiyo. How come you didn't tell Tzidkiyo that you're not going to be mati such a shvua? Only in front of Nebuchadnezzar. That was the story that Mashmet Tzidkiyo did something wrong. Is Miyad right away the Pasuk says, Yoshvu Loretz Yidmu, that they made the Tzidkiyo sit on the ground. In other words, they took away the covet. They didn't give him so much respect. Loretz Yidmu Zikne Basiyan. And what does that mean? They said Miyad, they said this Pasuk, and Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, what does it mean? Sheshomtu Kori Mitachtein. They took away their pillows from underneath them. In other words, they made them now sit on the floor. It took away the respect to Tzidkiyo because he did this. But our core point of the kashrut is, how did Tzidkiyo do it? So that's what the Rosh brings the proof here, that the Rosh says, the first big line here, Miyu, in hetiru shlei b'fonav hevi atorah. Is that what our Gemara says? That lechatchila you should not be mata your shvua or your neder only in front of the person that you made it to. That's only lechatchila. You're supposed to do it at the beginning. But Avada, even if you did not do it, still the Hator is Chal. And it brings us proof, Kedechazina b'Tzidkiyo. Like we find this story now of Tzidkiyo. Shohayet Tzadik Gomer. He himself was a Tzadik. Fehit Nidro Shlei B'fnei Nebuchadnezzar. And he took off his nether, not in front of the Nebuchadnezzar. Fehiyasa L'Chochem Latiroi. Even though a Chochem should not do it, but if it was done, it's okay. And what you have to say is, Tzidkiyo thought that it's a big tzarech to be mati the shvua, to tell everybody about Nebuchadnezzar, since he became such a rasha, to tell people how bad he is. See, he held it was a big tzarech, a very important thing to do. Therefore, he was mati the shvua. But that's what the Rosh says, and the Ran, tizon lechatchila, that's the way he's supposed to do it. But if you are mati the neder, even not in the front of the friend that you made it, still the atar is good. The neder goes away. So the Mishnah writer, Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says, Yesh Devorim, there are certain things, Shehen Kenelet, that you may think, this is a situation that first came up later. Like we had the Mishnah before, it was a Machlekes, if you could be Matur a Neder with a Neulet. A Neulet means, at the time when you made the Neder, you didn't think that this was going to happen. First later, something happened. Like we had before, you made a Neder not to have enjoyment from your friend Reuven. And later on, your friend Reuven became a cipher. And now you need a mezuzah, so you have to go to him. Are you allowed to be mata the neder? So you had a machlekes, that's called neulad. Since at the time you made the neder, he wasn't a cipher, so you can't be mata the neder the way it was. Just Rebbe Lezer was the one that said you could. Now Rebbe Meir is saying there are other things that look like a neulad, but we ain't a neulad. Really, it's not called neulad. Hey, here, even the Chumman would agree, you could be mata the neder. But the Mishnah says, V'ein chachomim moedim loy. But the chachomim did not agree to him. Shal ha'yigoris here. Some agoris v'chachomim moedim loy. Some agoris v'chachomim do agree to him. Because mashma, we paskin like Remeya. What are these cases? This is a better case. This is not such a great neulad. Ketzat. Omar koinein sheina noisa es plainis. Somebody made a nissa neder. He's not going to marry this lady. He made a neder. He can't marry this lady. You know why? Shavira, because he heard that her father is a bad person. That's why he made a neder not to marry her. Omru loy meis. Then they said, you should know, her father died. Or she tshuva. Or else you should know, the father's not a rasha anymore. He did tshuva. So in such a case, Rabbi Meir says, you could be mata the neder. That's not called an eilut. It could happen the person would die. It could happen the person would do tshuva. So therefore, you only made the neder, calls the man like he's a ra. But if you would have known that you do tshuva, you would never make the neder, you could be mata the neder that way. Or else, what's going to be, koinem labayezeh, shena nichnas. You make an issa neder, that you're not going to walk into this house. And you say, you know why? Shakelev rabatoichoi. Because there's a wild dog in the house. So that's why you don't want to walk in here. Or shanochesh batoichoi. Or else you know there are snakes in that house. That's why you're making this a neder. I'm not going to go visit my friend here. He has a snake in the house. I don't want to go into the house. Omrulai, then later they come and tell you, you should know, Meitha Kelef, that dog died already. Or else they killed the snake already. Is Harehen Kenelet. These things look like Nelet. It looks like first something happened later, but really, Vienna Kenelet. These things are not so, like, not really a Nelet. Vienna Chachamim Moedim Loi. Again, that's a Shal HaYigaris, whether Chom are do agree, or whether Chom don't agree. But the Ran explains, She Lefi Shukatela Nidroi Bedover. When you say this thing, you're making this an eder, not to go into the house because there's a dog there, you're like saying a complete condition. Why can't you go in? Because there's a dog there. Or else you said because her father is bad. Tehivon Domar, Shavia Ra, Mashma Kozaman Shavia Ra. Mashma clearly you only want to be usher, Kozaman the father is bad. Well, the thinker Kishimaita Yasha Trubashari. Therefore, when the father dies, she automatically becomes mutter to you. That's what Ramei holds. These things are like a Nerlud, but it's not a real Nerlud. In other words, the Neder is mutter right away. This the Gemara says, Koinem Shenichnas Labaya Zesha Kelef. Mace, you made a Nis and Neder not to go into the house because there's a dog there. Then later the dog dies, is Nerludu. That's called Nerlud. Now what does that mean? Omer Rafuna Nase Ketola Nidroi Bedover. Ravuna says that our Mishnah means, that Ramea says the Neder is mutter, it's mutter by itself. It's like as if you made a condition. Like we said, you only can't marry her, calls the man her father is bad. But if her father dies or changes over, then the Neder by itself goes off. Or I can't go into the house because there's a dog there. If the dog dies, then by itself you can go in. That's what the Ran says. Like Nasa Katela Nidra Bedover, Kedapricious. Or Mishamachi Shari. You don't even have to ask the chacham. It's like you made the neder completely on a condition. I can't go in, calls the man, there's a dog there. But if the dog died, then I could go in. That's where Yerushalmi also says it. So this is Rav Huna's pshat. The Gemara says, Rav Yechonin says, Kvar meis, ukvar rosa tshuva kamrilei. That the Mishnah is talking about, it's like a neder tois. We're talking about that at the time when you made the neder, the father already died, or the father already did tshuva. So you made a neder. I'm not going to marry this lady because the father is dead. But it came out really there was a neder tois, because at the time when you made the neder, the father died already. That's why it's mutter. It's not a real condition, but just at the time when you made the neder, since he already died, that's why the neder is not chal. That the Ran says, Kleimar, Shemeis Koidim Nidroi. We're talking about her father already died. Veverle Neder Tois. So your whole Neder is a mistake. The only reason why you made a Neder not to marry her was because you think the father was alive and he's a bad man. But if you would know that really right now he's dead already, so the Neder never starts off. He says, V'sarachim Rabbi Yechanon, Hechi Ketoni Yesh Devorim Shekin Eilad, V'chim Nekvar Meis L'dom L'lil Klal. He asked the Kasha Machlal, according to Rabbi Yechanan, what does this have to do with Nolud? If the father died already, or the dog died already, it's not Nolud. The thing already took place, Peshas, you made a Neder. Nolud, we learned, was, at the time when you made the Neder, nothing took place. It's only a condition that comes up later. But if you tell me now that the father died already, why is that called Nolud? But that's what Rabbi Yechanan says. This is the Gemara.